I'm going to share something. There's an utterly fast. This has been an utterly fascinating week, and here in Taiwan, while China and all this war is developing, it brewing and stuff. In Taiwan, there's a lot of potential for new things happening. Society doesn't have problems with this virus. People are being advised constantly. Look, on my phone, I've got these coronavirus alerts for being in Taiwan, and nobody's getting the virus. And, in general society is unimpacted. In fact, Taiwan had this special mask rationing system in place. It was rather ingenious. They're ending it, like this month. So Taiwan, what? Israel's given Taiwan the green light. It's safe to accept travelers from Taiwan. So all kinds of stuff is happening in Taiwan. Yesterday I talked about Czech. This is an interesting factoid. China promised to do all this investing in the Czech Republic. Taiwan actually invested far more money. Taiwanese companies invested far more money in the Czech Republic than China ever did. Was it something like 14 times as much money? It's like a little old Taiwan. Oh my goodness, it's just amazing. All these countries are shifting. But anyhow, on the ground inside Taiwan, there's this amazing potential rising up everywhere. We've got street dancing clubs at so many colleges on their campuses. Bodybuilding is become a huge thing. So to speak, bodybuilding, huge, cause your body gets, you saw what I did there. So, what else? Buildings are going up. Governments are improving things. Infrastructure is going in. Taiwan is a busy, happy, happening place. That's what's going on with everything else happening everywhere else in the world. It's quite amazing. Quite amazing. So what's China got to do with this? A friend in Taiwan explained to me that China, why does China do what it does to Hong Kong? Hong Kong was a wonderful happening city. Now, real estate was getting expensive because of gentrification. Chinese were moving in at a rate of 150 per day. If you read the newspaper, you'd know that, but there were all these Chinese going in, driving up the price of real estate. And Hong Kong was a small little territory. It didn't have room for all these people. So the Hong Kongers who'd lived in Hong Kong with their families, forever, they didn't have a place to go. So they had to get government money in order to afford a little tiny closet to live in where mom and college graduate daughter sleep in the same bed because that's the best space they can get in a small little space, needing government assistance to do it. That was going on in Hong Kong. And I remember visiting an old couple's house. Their entire house, it was a studio with a barrier wall next to the bedroom, a cramped little space for dinner, and it was bigger than some people's bathrooms. Smaller. It was smaller than some people's bathrooms. And they were retired and they needed, or they were retirement age and they needed government money in order to be able to afford to live there. And it's incredibly sad what's been happening in Hong Kong. And a friend of mine in Taiwan explained to me that China utterly hates Hong Kong. It's wonderful. It's great. It's famous. But Chinese communist policy didn't give it that success. And so they wanted to puke and poo-poo all over it. And he explained this to me. China loves the idea of destroying Hong Kong. Because they're jealous. I said a few podcasts ago this week, I believe it may have been in the podcast weekly on Monday, business decisions. Was that? Oh, I don't know. It was Monday or Tuesday. God told Cain in Genesis 4, he said, do good work and your work will be approved. But if you don't, so you fail, nobody buys your product, even though you worked. Control your anger because sin is right there to catch you. So, you know, that's what we've got. Hong Kong's this great place, and China's all mad and jealous because they're missing out. Well, it's their decisions that caused them to miss out. And so they're purposefully trying to destroy Hong Kong. That was the perspective of a Taiwanese guy here. And he said that months before, you know, Hong Kong reached the mayhem that it's got, you know, that it's reached today. So I don't know what's going to happen. There's a large group of communists, people in the Chinese military who want to overthrow the government, remove the Communist Party. There's uncertainty within the Communist Party itself. I think that we could be looking at China completely being reorganized and having to pay a lot of countries a lot of money and a lot of homage. I don't know how all this is going to pan out. Anyhow, Taiwan is a very happening place right now. Now, other people in the world don't see it quite yet, but in Taiwan, it's peaceful. People are thriving. Art is all over the place. We've got musicians. Music is being written. People are drawing things. We've got graffiti artists. Governments are designating areas for legal graffiti, which is an oxymoron, but... governments like graffiti art. So they're saying, here's a wall, graffiti all over it, please. It kind of defeats the purpose of graffiti, but it's street art, whatever. Anyway. Well, I remember talking with the Taiwanese graffiti artists, and they don't get the oxymoronic concept of legal graffiti because it's such an art-minded culture. You know, just try to think about that. I remember I came with a government approved graffiti area in Americans thought that was great. So what I actually started doing was I would go take this stencil and smear government approved graffiti area Gaga all over the graffiti art on government approved graffiti areas in Taiwan. And the graffiti artists started getting scared of me. And these are my friends. Like, they've known me. Like, we randomly met at a coffee shop like 5 years ago. And now I find he's a graffiti artist. And I hear I'm the one smearing on his friends. Like, yeah. So that happened. And that's happening. So we've got companies growing. And Taiwan is a peaceful, happy, thriving place. And eventually the world may discover that and find out. What's going to happen? I don't know. You know, short of Taiwan's got to find a way to get a lot of foreigners in Taiwan. Short of America declaring Taiwan a state, making it the 51st state and setting up a military base, I don't see a way to avoid war with China. Taiwan could correct the problems of its old culture mistreatment of foreigners over the years by granting citizenship that thousands of Westerners and foreigners in Taiwan would have anyway had they not been so discriminatory in Taiwan. Taiwan could do that, and then you'd have thousands of foreigners in Taiwan with citizenship status, dual citizenship status in Taiwan, and that might be able to stop China. So like, we bomb Taiwan, then we're bombing citizens from all over the world. And why would Taiwan do such a thing? It's interesting. In ancient Chinese culture, they really believe that Han blood, which is Chinese ethnicity, is superior, not the Aryan race of Germany, World War II talk, but the Han race. And they want to commit genocide against all other ethnicities in the world. And all their trade and dealings and territory grabs are geared toward that. And that's the philosophy Xi Jinping is following. He doesn't say it, but that's what he's following. He's not planning to just take over the world with China. He's planning mass genocide of everyone who's not Chinese. And look what he's doing to Hong Kong. He's not governing these people. He wants them dead. Think about it. Look at Tiananmen Square rolling over people with tanks. And has China answered for that? Oh, no. Well, that culture is in Taiwan being mean to people. Well, Taiwan today, the democracy could correct that by giving people citizenship. And China would say, what? You gave citizenship in a Chinese country, Chinese culture country? Taiwan is a culture country of China. You know, like America's English culture. You gave citizenship to non-Chinese ethnics? Huh, I don't know. Big things like that could shock China away from attacking Taiwan. But short of a miracle, would people ever actually do that? fat chance. That'd be too smart. Short of a miracle, I don't see a way to avoid war. See you next week.